Welcome back to segment number two of Meet the Community here this morning with Dr. Bronwyn McFarlane. And we were talking a little bit about the Historical Society here previously, Audrain County Historical Society. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved with the Audrain County Historical Society.
Well, yes, absolutely. My mom, Beverly McFarlane, is a font of local history, and she generously started the Education Archives and Collection at the Mexico Public Schools Central Office years ago when she was serving on the school board. And it was when she started the Education Archives at Central Office, and she was showing me the artifacts and was telling me all the stories. That's when I thought at that time, someday I would like to be more involved with the Historical Society. And so now I serve on the board as secretary, and we talk about and learn lots of neat local history and enjoy planning events together. And, you know, it's so important to look at our local history, and it also makes you more aware of your own history, because local families all have so many neat stories to share. And I know that I've become more diligent in maintaining our own stories. For example, my grandmother attended Old McMillan High School, which is now the landmark building down near the square, and she lived on a farm outside of Avoz and was responsible for getting herself and her little brother to school at Old McMillan High School every day, and that's 11 miles. So she hitched her pony to a little wagon, and she drove them to Old McMillan High School, and there was a barn across the street where she paid rent for her pony to be watered and cared for while she was in school. And in those days, there was teacher preparation at the high school level. So that developed schools for young people to become teachers in the county schools. So she started teaching in a one-room schoolhouse here right after high school. And during all that time, she earned her degree in elementary and secondary education during the summer. So it took 13 summers while she taught in the country schools. And ultimately, that resulted in a 44-year teaching career in Audrain County and Mexico Public Schools. So she went out and she had an adventure in her early years, but then she came home and she was right here and she taught for 44 years right here. And I think that's really interesting about going out and having your adventure and then coming back home and contributing fully to your community, because that's where you are needed.
Yep, absolutely. We want to talk a little bit about you growing up in Mexico. Kind of tell us a little bit about that and some of your experiences here.
Yes, I grew up in Mexico, Missouri. I was actually born in Ohio. We lived a few years outside of Philadelphia too during the years that my dad managed those refractories plants in the Northeast for greens. And by the time I was 4 years old, we were transferred back to Mexico, the headquarters. And I attended preschool at the Mexico United Methodist Church and Hawthorne Elementary School, Mexico Junior High School, and Mexico Senior High School. And I look back and I'm so thankful for that time period. Every era is busy, but with hindsight, it seems like childhood in those years were rather idyllic in Mexico.
No doubt about it. Tell us about one of your first jobs, if you will. We always kind of remember fondly about those. What was one of your first jobs?
Well, my family was really involved in our 4-H club, and so my first paid job was probably picking strawberries for my granddad, and more strawberries probably went in my tummy than in my red bucket, and it was fun. It was the sweetest strawberries ever. My first paid job for someone else was probably babysitting every now and then in high school, and as a senior, I worked part-time at the Hallmark Charm Shop on the square and enjoyed helping people there, and that is actually where I learned to count back change to customers, and that's such an important skill for young people to know. So it's those real life learning opportunities that growing up in Mexico were so wonderful. I enjoyed the 4-H club. My parents were involved in leading projects from cooking to rocketry, and I enjoyed dancing and music. Some people may remember during my high school years, I spent 3 of those years twirling the baton as the majorette for the marching band. So we were very active in our church during those years, and it was really great to have childhood in Mexico, Missouri.
Very nice. you know, your family has been deeply involved with education over the years, and I'm curious to pick your brain a little bit this morning. What advice would you give students who want to teach? Because this is something that really is plaguing a lot of school districts right now, is getting good teachers and keeping teachers within their school district. I think we're having a lot of teachers leave the industry, as I understand it. So kind of a little advice about that this morning for students who want to go into teaching.
Absolutely. Well, and that's why I think back, you know, historically about my grandmother's high school teaching preparation. I think when we have a time of teacher shortage, we really have to grow our own teachers. And if we can develop those specific talents and be creative in how we partner with community organizations, then we can have better outcomes. So in terms of what advice I would give to students who want to teach, you know, to be a good teacher, you need to be a good planner. You need to be a good communicator, have lots of neat learning activities for students to be engaged while they're learning something new. You need to have good energy and positivity and be able to entertain and perform about what you're teaching to hook your students' interest. And you need a good sense of humor to be able to connect with your students. And you need to be excited for them to learn what you have to teach them.
Very nice. You know, one topic that has been in the community as of late and last several election cycles is discussion about a four-day school week. You know, I'm kind of curious as to your thoughts on the four-day week versus the five-day week.
Right. Well, it is very contextual. So so my opinion relates to looking at the local performance in terms of student achievement and what students need. And so services should always meet students where they are. So if performance is high, it may be something to look at. But when performance is low, then that indicates that students really need more time with their educators and to think about what kind of services can really be provided to help lift them up. You know, attendance and grades are important to help a person get ready for preparing for the next chapter in life. And to really discover what you like to do, extracurricular activity is awesome for that. It really helps you figure out what you enjoy, develop a passion. And so so that time needs to be really thought about. How can we best inspire students to be excited about what they're learning and their next their goals for their life?
All right. Appreciate your response on that. I tell you what, we're going to take our second break here. We haven't even talked about you being an author yet, but we want to talk to you about that. And that's what we're going to do next here on Meet the Community on AM 1340 KXEO.